Hey, everyone. It is Tuesday, November 27th, so it's right after Thanksgiving, and I'm going to do an amazing interview today with this woman, Tara Austin Weaver, who's written all these cool books. So I just wanted to touch base with you while I have my microphone out, which I think I will be doing again quickly here more and more. I've kind of been, I don't think I've had it out in almost a month. I don't know. Is that possible? I would love to talk to any listeners out there that want to share their journey. I know things are winding down, so you should have some time now. And some of my best guests have been listeners. I mean, didn't you love listening to Matthew Zoller and Angel Garbino this summer, and Kara Kalowski, and Vicki Henderson, and just so many great guests I've talked to this year. And I know a lot of you have said you would come on the show, but you've been too busy. So I hope if you're out there, I think, isn't Kim Bolin maybe listening, who said she would do an interview with me this fall? So I know I've been super busy. I haven't been on the mic much at all. And you know what else? I was going to try to come on for Thanksgiving and say a very deep, you know, people who are my listeners who are in California and are dealing with the fires, you have been in my prayers so much. I've been thinking about you all. I mean, just like I watch the news and I just feel like my show is so important to helping you learn and teach your neighbors and just feel stronger out there that we can do better and that we can learn how to deal with these drought and these things. And there's my alarm, so I didn't not get this done today. Because I have been thinking about you so much in California, and I was so furious here this summer with all the smoke we breathed in, which is nothing in comparison to what you're, I just my heart just goes out to you, and I hope that things are going to turn around and we're going to do. If you haven't heard of, there's this new group called Sunrise, and they are the new Green Deal movement, the Sunrise Movement. And I know I had some people get a little upset on Facebook for sharing this, but if you're listening and you've been out there listening, I know that you're listening because we do believe in a greener future. And these kids are doing great things. Of course, they're rock star millennials out there. I signed up for their email list. I would love to get involved with them. I just hope they move forward and are able to get this. You know, they're working on a Green New Deal strategy. They've got a 5-year plan in place, a 2-year plan, a 6-month plan. They're looking for help. And I just think if you're listening to the Organic Gardener podcast, it's because you're not just into gardening, but because you believe in a greener future and a sustainable agriculture and taking care of our planet and Mother Earth. So I also have been like so working on free garden course, free organic garden course, a free organic garden course workbook, an online course. So I signed up for Amy Porterfield. If you know anything about the online world, she's pretty popular for teaching people how to build online courses. So I know it's been a year, and I know that what is online right now is so far from perfect, and I appreciate your patience and people who have talked to me on the phone and people who have sent me emails and people who are like patiently waiting for Mike and I to get it all finished and wrapped up. But I feel like the light's at the end of the tunnel. There's parts and pieces of chapters 8 through 12 out there. The whole thing is in a state of, but it just takes a really, really long time, at least for me, to figure these things out. But I think, like, you are really going to find, thanks to Amy Porterfield's guidance, that the finished product is so superior to the website, that being able to get a hard copy workbook in your hands, which I sent the first proof edition to CreateSpace yesterday, and they actually approved it, so all the layout parts are getting there, but I want to update it before I'm going to send for a sample. For me right now, it's like at 120 pages of just pure golden seeds from my listeners, from my guests. I was listening to this other podcast the other day that was talking about infographics. Do you use infographics? So I ended up making like this cute little compost infographic. So I put that on my blog. So I know it feels like I've been out of touch, maybe, or at least for me, I feel a little disconnected because I haven't been on the mic. But I promise you, listeners, I've been out there learning how to be a better host, how to be a better Facebook group host. I know that kind of got a little off this summer and this fall especially, but I'm learning. So thank you, listeners. A few people bought the garden journal this week, so I'm just excited about that. If you haven't got one, if you want one, that's a great way to support the show. That's where I feel like the thing with Patreon, just people are always like, why don't you go to Patreon? Well, to me, I get more money from Amazon, I think, if you buy one of those books, and at least you have a book. I know it's not perfect. I know it could use some help, but I don't know. There's actually a blank one there that you can buy that's just a plain blank journal with a picture that I can't figure out how to change the cover to. So the back cover is the back cover to that was going to be, I don't know. It's a long story. But anyway, CreateSpace is like a whole like learning process in its own. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. And I think I have one of the greatest audiences out there in podcasting world, and I'm just so thankful. I hope you're thankful. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Again, anybody in California, and anywhere that's having like any kind of, trouble with disasters, you know, whether you're on the East Coast and still struggling from, the hurricanes that have hit over the last few years and giant storms. And if you get hit this winter with any kind of a storm, just we're wishing you the best. And you've been in my thoughts. And if you're in the Facebook group, you know, I do try to, follow what's going on. And I haven't been very active on Facebook lately, but there's just only so much one person can do out there. So I've been learning about this, building an online course, and I think you're going to be really, really happy with it. I mean, like I said, the website is kind of like where I kind of put it all kind of like more like a brainstorming thing that I've just been dumping and trying to get things, and then going through the pictures and finding the pictures that I know that I have to talk about, and that Mike and I, like, I spend an hour one day just trying to find. I know I took a picture of Mike's favorite hoe last summer, like a little video and a picture of him using the hoe and him weeding with it and how he does it, because he kind of has this little funny technique that he uses. And I cannot find that video anywhere on either of our phones, on the iPad, on my computer. But then while I'm going through looking for that, I always find other photos. So it just is all a very long, time-consuming process. But I think in the end, you're going to be really happy with what comes out. And again, if there's any listeners, the other thing I want to mention, I went through the states the other day and figured out which states I still don't have. So if you're in Alaska, I know Alaska is one of them off the top of my head. I think I put the list of states in the podcast. Oh, because I reposted Kathy O'Leary's farmer's market post on Monday. And at the bottom of that, it had the state, and I went through and, while I was waiting for it to upload to see, so I was looking for 21. I'm down to 12. I think I don't have anybody. We've never had anyone on from Alaska. I don't think Connecticut. I couldn't find a Connecticut or Delaware, Iowa. Can you believe we haven't had anyone from Iowa, farm country, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. So if you are a listener in any of those states, or you know somebody, you can recommend somebody, you can connect me with somebody, you know, now's the time I feel like people are probably ready to talk. So if we could get someone from Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, West Virginia, we would have all 50 states. So I would love to talk to any of those people. I'm looking for guests right now. I have some time to be on my mic. If you would like to be a guest, listeners make the best guests. If you know of a great guest, people are always sending me suggestions. Remember, it's always an easy phone call. It's easy to edit, and it's always lots of fun. So have a great day. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and holiday coming up, and a holiday season. So thanks so much for listening, and thank you for being a Green Future Grower. Have a great day. Hey there, Green Future Growers. Would you like your friends and neighbors to create an organic oasis too? Would you like others in your area to learn about earth-friendly practices for their gardens and yards? If so, we would love it if you would share the Organic Gardener podcast with your local community or college radio station today. Thanks again for listening, and remember, grow local.